Countries can't be forced into Ukraine peace coalition, minister, date modified colon 2025-03-09T1337:00.328Z, description colon the UK and France are leading efforts to set up a coalition of the willing to protect Ukraine. Comma dot, countries can't be forced into Ukraine peace coalition, minister, 3 days ago, save, Kate Wannell BBC News, save, Reuters, countries cannot be dragooned into joining a coalition aimed at protecting potential peace in Ukraine, Cabinet Office Minister Pat McFadden has said. The UK and France have been spearheading efforts to establish a coalition of the willing to deter Russia from further invading Ukraine, in the event of a peace deal. Earlier this week, UK officials said about 20 countries were interested in being involved, although not every nation would necessarily send troops to Ukraine. Speaking to the BBC's Sunday with Laura Kintzberg, McFadden said the government wanted other European countries to step up and there were ongoing discussions, but added it's their decision, their sovereign countries. Norway's foreign minister Espen Barth Eide told the same program his country was happy to contribute in one way or the other, but we have not made choices. We need to know what is it that is there to be secured first, he added. Russia has rejected the idea of seeing Western troops in Ukraine, saying it can't be allowed. Next week, the US and Ukraine will meet in Saudi Arabia to discuss a possible peace agreement. UK troops may need to protect peace in Ukraine for many years. What US, Russia and Europe are thinking ahead of fresh Ukraine talks, Ukraine war in maps, how control has shifted in 3 years. The US has suspended military and intelligence assistance to Ukraine, in a move it hopes will put pressure on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to agree to a ceasefire. In recent days, Russian attacks on Ukraine have intensified and Saturday saw 25 people killed in strikes, including 6 children in the Donetsk region. US President Donald Trump has had a fractious relationship with Zelensky, which dramatically played out in front of cameras when the two men clashed in the Oval Office. Trump later said he was finding it more difficult, frankly, to deal with Ukraine than Russia in attempts to broker a peace between the two nations. UK ministers have avoided criticizing the Trump administration, and McFadden told the BBC he still considered the US to be a reliable ally. Asked how UK ministers were handling the style of the new US president, McFadden said, I think one of the lessons from it probably is not to react immediately to everything that is said. I think that's been the right thing to do. He added it was in the British national interest to maintain a strong alliance with the United States. It's long, it's deep, it's based on many, many things. It's been there for many years. We want to maintain that, and that guides what we do. War in Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, Pat McFadden.